Welcome to this week's Daily Info Oxcast, your weekly roundup of all the best events happening in and around Oxford. This week I've got Tap, Tute and Truax.
I'll be talking about breakfast burgers and talking dogs.
Well, I've got Clay and music in May.
And the track that you just heard playing then was Cut Out by Balloonescence, and we'll be playing the rest of it at the end and playing your little interview with them as well. But before we get started, we are running a truck competition to win 2 tickets to Truck Festival this year. And they have just released more of their lineup, which sounds amazing. They've got Clean Bandits playing now, as well as Basin Jacks.
And DJ Luck and MC Neat have just been added to the bill as well. So yeah, the barn is going to be ridiculous, I think.
Yep, so really good. So get onto our page on the competition and enter, because it's going to be such a good year. To enter, you just have to send us your top camping tips. So we've had a few in so far and they're pretty standard, you know. We want to know some really secret tips.
I think my one would be bring loads of Gaviscon, because you end up drinking so much warm cider and eating like chili or something, or just sausage rolls.
See,
you get such bad heartburn.
I want to know, like, contraptions, you know, some sort of bum bag contraption that someone's made to put everything in that you need, or something like that. Just, like, some real secret stuff.
Something off Kickstarter.
Yeah. Just send us those. You can either email them, or you can enter them on the page, or you can even tweet them to us. So let us know, and you could win tickets. The next thing we should mention is, of course, it's May Day on Friday, and there are lots of things going on, which we'll be mentioning later, but let's start with our Oxford fact. And this week, this comes from a tour that me and Orla took earlier this week at the Sheldonian. It's their new tours that have just started. And we've got a review up on the site with some pictures as well. So have a look at that. But the fact, because we learnt loads of strange Oxford traditions on this tour.
Involving ducks and songs and
cherries.
Yep.
So have a look at the review. But this Oxford fact is about Brasenose College. What we learnt on the tour is slightly different from what I've seen online, so I think there's several versions of this story. But essentially, in the 1330s, there were riots and things going on, and students from Brasenose took the door knocker from Oxford to Stanford in Lincolnshire and set it up there. But at the end of the 19th century, some say school, like, emerged in Lincolnshire called Brasenose House or School, whichever story you read. It emerged because it was for sale. So Brasenose College in Oxford bought it because they noticed that the knocker was the same as the one that they had. So they bought the whole school, or the whole house. Probably house is a bit more modest. They probably want to say it's the house.
Just to get a doorknob.
Just to get the knocker. And then they brought it back to Oxford, and you can see it at Brasenose. So there you go. They brought it back to Oxford, where it belongs.
One of my favourite stories from the tour we went on, I think, must be when our tour guide David said he had a tour recently where a little French girl asked if the Radcliffe camera was named after Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Very cute.
Anyway, so that's our Oxford fact for this week, and you can read our review of the Sheldonian guided tours, which are running for the next couple of months. But let's kick off the events with a comedy night at the Mad Hatter.
There's a new comedy night being launched at the Mad Hatter on corner of Circus Street and Iffley Road, and it's starting tonight. It's going to be called Ha Ha's at the Hatter, is the name of the night, and it's going to be the last Wednesday of every month. So tonight they've got Dave Johns, who's going to be headlining. He's been on 8 out of 10 Cats and Nevermind the Buzzcocks. Ben Verth is going to be supporting, who was a Scottish Comedian of the Year finalist, and also Omar Hamdi, who supported Russell Kane on his most recent tour. It's only £6 entry and £5 if you've got an NUS card. And it's, I think it's a perfect little venue for a comedy night, actually. It's like small enough and also like dimly lit. It's kind of like old school. So I think that should be pretty cool and one to look out for. If you can't get along this week, then you can go next month as well.
And also starting this evening and running until next Monday is the Oxford May Music, another festival. So this one is a festival of music and science. So the idea is that it combines top-notch lectures with really talented classical musicians. And this year's big names include the Trio Dali, who are chamber musicians, and also Professor Brian Cox, sadly in a scientific capacity, not sort of reuniting with Dee Ream. So the festival runs until Monday the 4th, and the full programme can be found at www.oxfordmaymusic.co.uk.
Well, some more music now for today and for Friday. This is Balloon Ascents, who are playing at a Cowley Road Carnival fundraiser at the UPP tonight, and then also in a May Day gig on Friday at the O2 with lots of other local bands. So we have an interview with them where they talk a bit more about each of these gigs, and we're going to play that for you now. I'm here today with Thomas and Robin from Balloon Ascents. Upcoming, well, not really upcoming anymore, are you? Kind of getting to be a bit of a big deal.
Oh, I reckon still upcoming. Still, yeah, upcoming. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But from Oxford, aren't you? You're all
yeah. Lived here all our lives. So, yeah.
Is it Cheyney School you went to?
Yep.
Because I went to Charwell, so I feel like we should have a bit of rivalry. Well,
I think everyone feels like they have to have a bit of rivalry, but I don't think anyone knows why.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So Oxford-based, and you still play locally a lot, and I think we'll today talk a bit about your two upcoming gigs. So the one at the UPP.
Yeah, yeah.
And the one at the O2.
The O2, yeah.
The UPP, then, it's Cowley Road Carnival Fundraiser. I mean, you guys are Oxford-based, so you must have been to the carnival before.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Otto and the band, his dad is always quite heavily involved with the carnival, so I don't want to say we can't escape it, because it's quite nice to be part of it, but we're always part of it.
Yeah.
And so I think it just kind of felt like, I mean, why should we not help with the carnival, basically?
It's a big part of Oxford's summer kind of festivities, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
nice to be part of it, definitely.
The other gig's on May Day, so again, that's quite an Oxford-done thing, isn't it?
May Day gigs.
I only just heard that it's not actually a tradition jumping off the bridge. It was first, like, in a film, only 15 years ago, and then people caught on from a film. So,
they don't really let people do that.
No. Well, hopefully no one, and then no one will be able to come to the gig if everyone parties too hard on May Day.
Yeah, everyone breaks their legs.
Yeah.
The UPP gig, so it's you guys are playing, and then they're showing This Is Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
And then there's a competition?
Yeah.
Fancy dress competition? Yeah.
I think also we're going to preview our video.
Okay.
After we play. So we're playing acoustically, I unplugged, and then we'll show the video, and then Spinal Tap, and I think there is a fancy dress competition.
Yeah, are we judging it?
I think we might be judging it, yeah.
Is it kind of normal, we got tickets kind of deal, or how can people...
So, yeah. UPP?
Oh, so the UPP, I think you have to get them through their website.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there'll be links there. But then for the thing on May Day, we got tickets...
Mm-hmm. Or the O2 website.
And I guess the O2 box office as well.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be cool.
So on May Day, also Vienna Ditto and Autumn Saints are playing, if you know them. So yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah, because it's all local.
It is.
Yeah, it's going to be lovely. Mm-hmm. Really nice. Really nice.
Come and see on May Day. We've got a few new songs to play. Mm-hmm. So I think three new ones. So.
Three new ones. Yeah.
So yeah.
Well, thanks so much. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And yeah, we'll see you at the upcoming gigs.
Yeah.
Cheers.
So you can listen to the full interview with Balloon Ascents, which I recommend you doing, because this was obviously focused on these two gigs, but in the full interview they talk more about themselves and their music and their sound and their influences, the tour that they've just been on, the festivals they're doing in the summer, and then also about their new EP and the video for that, which is coming out on May Day. So listen to that interview in our Oxcast Extra and get down to see Balloon Ascents at the UPP tonight or at the O2 on Friday. But speaking of May Day on Friday, we've got loads of stuff to tell you that's going on.
There is so much stuff going on tomorrow for May Eve and then on May morning as well. We've actually got a page up on the website if people want to find all of the details. You can go find that at dailyinfo.co.uk/mayday. But for a little taste of some of the stuff that's going on, loads of places are going to be open all night until 6 a.m. in terms of clubs or pubs. So O2 Academy, the Bullingdon, the Varsity Club, the Oxford Retreat and Camera will all be open till 6 a.m. on May morning. And the Cellar will be open till 5. After you get kicked out of a club, you can then grab breakfast in one of the 26 so far places that we know of who are going to be serving breakfast from 6 a.m. or earlier. I think TikTok Cafe is open all night. So you can get a breakfast at like 3 a.m. if you want to.
Or even if you're not kicked out, I think the Oxford Retreat are just doing breakfast there. So yep, you can actually just do the clubbing, do the breakfast.
Oxford
never
Retreat
leave.
Are doing a happy hour all night, and then they're starting full English breakfast discounted from 3 a.m.
Do people not have jobs at Fridays?
Imagine next year it's going to be on a Friday.
Oh.
Do you have a look at some of the places you can get breakfast on the May Day page? Some places will also be serving beers and Bloody Marys, of course, as well with your breakfast. The singing is at Magdalen Tower at 6 a.m. That's the important bit. That's the whole reason for it. So don't make sure you don't miss that. And after that, there's going to be Morris dancing around the city, around Radcliffe Square and Broad Street in particular throughout the morning. Again, more details on the May Day page. If you're just trying to get to work, though, and you're not going out, do remember that Magdalen Bridge will be closed to traffic from 3 a.m. till 9 a.m, say the council. I expect it'll probably open a bit before 9, but officially it will be closed to traffic from 3 a.m. till 9 a.m, but you will be able to get through if you're just pushing a bike or walking. But yeah, so much stuff going on May Day. Do have a look on dailyinfo.co.uk/mayday for more details.
So moving on now to some different kind of festivities. Cosi Fan Tutte, I hope I pronounced that right. I've asked my musical friend, so there we go. Is back in Oxford. It's been here a couple of times. It's on Friday and Sunday at the New Theatre at 7 p.m. It's Mozart's comic opera, and the title means "Thus do all women," or colloquially, "Women are like that." So it's about two young soldiers who both have fiancés, and I guess they're trying to test their love, and they send them off. It's been set in all different contexts. This time, it's the Oxford Philharmonic doing it, and they're setting it in wartime Britain. It's going to be conducted by Marius Papadopoulos, and it's going to be in Italian with English surtitles. We've also, though, got reviews on our site from the last couple of times it's been here. One when the Welsh National Opera did it in 2012, and then when it was at the Garsington Opera in 2008, and it's actually going to be back at the Garsington this year. So if you don't catch it in Oxford, or even if you do, go and see it at Garsington as well.
I believe as part of the Magdalen College School Arts Festival, there's going to be a free screening of the Garsington version in Magdalen College School's gardens.
Okay.
And that's going to be free, so do look out for that. That's coming up in June.
There's a lot of Mozart things going on this year, actually. I think, well, in January it was his 259th birthday, I think, which it's not a big one, but, well, I mean, it's not like an important one, you know?
No.
259. I mean, obviously it's a big one, because it's quite old, but anyway, the point is that this year has been Mozart 250, so I think there's a lot of things going on just for it being the 250th year. So that's why there's a lot of Mozart going on around the country this year. And always, as it should be.
Is that because he started writing at 9 then? And so it's been 250 years since he first published? Okay.
Yeah. So this is Cosi Fan Tutte at the New Theatre on Friday and Sunday at 7.
And from opera to art. This Saturday, the 2nd of May, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m, the O3 Gallery is hosting a sale of Oxfordshire-based artists. Sorry, to make that clear, the work, not the actual artists. So it's called Just In Case, and the whole gimmick is that each artist is allowed one suitcase in which to showcase their work. So I have a feeling there'll be a lot of postcards, a lot of small prints. So yeah, entry's free, and it runs from 11 till 4.
If you want to find more details of this or any other events happening in Oxford, do have a look at our events listings online. You can find them at dailyinfo.co.uk/events.
If you've lost anything or you've found anything, you can have a look in our Lost and Found section as well. Might be quite good for May morning.
And you can also find us on social media. We're on Twitter as @DailyInfoOxford and Facebook as, again, DailyInfoOxford.
And if you want to subscribe to our podcast, you can do that on iTunes and get it every Wednesday delivered straight to your listening device.
Looking ahead to the weekend, this Saturday the Old Fire Station is hosting a day of family-friendly events. And the one that I'd really like to draw your attention to is Clay for All, which is a special market stall run by the artist Georgie Manley. Now, Georgie Manley has sort of previous form with community art projects. She recently ran a collaboration between the Pitt Rivers Museum, Crisis and the Old Fire Station, as well as running youth classes at the Camden Arts Centre in London. But this Saturday, she'll be out on Gloucester Green between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. And whatever your age, you're invited to come and join her in making clay vessels. You can spend as much time on it as you want, or as little. And when you're finished with your work, you can leave it to be fired and exhibited at the old fire station.
That's very cool. Do you get it back at the end as well?
Yeah, you can collect it once the exhibit's over.
That's really cool.
Are they for sale? Can you sell yours?
I suppose so. What I do know is that it's only £2 to join in, and that's just to cover materials. So yeah, you get free exhibition.
Great.
Put that on your CV.
Exhibited at the old fire station.
Exactly.
Age 7.
Made clay lump. And now for Saturday evening, there's another gig. We've got a lot of gigs this week. Thomas Truax, who is an American and internationally renowned artist, is coming to the Cellar, supported by Rainbow Reservoir and Faceometer. This is being put on by Pindrop Publicity, along with others. So Thomas Truax, he's on his UK tour at the moment because he's got his 8th album out called Jetstream Sunset. So he got quite big for moving away from the New York pack and creating a band, which I've put in little quotes that you can't see.
No one will see.
Yeah, I say that because it's basically just motorized instruments that he's made, and they've all got very strange names. He seems to be a bit of the like Tim Burton of music, really. So
is it like a one man band thing?
Yeah, but there were these creepy motorized instruments. I say Tim Burton because it's not gimmicky, like he is very, very good as well, so it's not like a joke act or anything. It's actually really talented. He has worked with Nine Inch Nails and he's got big fans like Jarvis Cocker, Amanda Palmer and David Lynch, so I respect their views, so I reckon it must be good. It's on at 7:30 at the Cellar, costs £8 or £5 in advance.
I've picked out a weird film for next week now. I don't know what people are going to think of this, but this is going to be at the UPP. It's called The Voices, and it's a film about a guy who is talked into becoming a serial killer by his talking pets, and it stars Ryan Reynolds, Anna Kendrick and Gemma Arterton, and I really have no idea whether it's going to be really good or really bad. It just looks very interesting, and I think everyone should go and see it. It's at the UPP on Monday at 6:15 and Tuesday at 9:15. That's about it.
Okay. I mean, watch the trailer. Well, actually, I don't know, I'm just as confused after the trailer, so just go.
Well, I think it looks very good.
It's on your head now, Emma.
There's something Martin McDonagh-y about it, I think, of death and cats.
A bit sort of my wrongs, I guess. And also happening on Tuesday, there's some quite exciting news. Nike, in association with the Lawn Tennis Association, are bringing back Tennis Tuesdays. So each week, every Tuesday evening, you can go along to a session at one of 4 participating clubs. That's Bury Knoll Park in Headington, North Oxford Lawn Tennis Club, that's just beyond Summertown, Hinksey Park off Abingdon Road, and also Lee's Recreation Ground in Whitney. And each week there'll be a session focusing on a different area of the game, with a mixture of training from professional coaches and also a chance to play matches with other women at your level. Oh, I should probably mention this is women only. Mm. Sorry to 50% of the listeners. No previous experience is necessary. They provide the courts, the rackets, and the coaches. So all you have to do is literally turn up and pay. Classes are £5 per week.
If you want to find out any more about these events, you can have a look at the What's On section of our website.
Remember to look at the May Day page to figure out where you're planning to go to stay up all night and then find breakfast in the morning before listening to the singing at Magdalen Tower on May Day.
And do enter our truck competition because you could win 2 tickets to truck this July.
And once again, you can find us on social media. We're on Twitter as @DailyInfoOxford and Facebook @DailyInfoOxford.
And now to play us out, we've got the rest of the track Cut Out from Balloon Ascents.
And then I look the other way.